You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you introduce yourself for the listeners?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Amber. I am a theatre maker and choreographer based in Auckland, and have a show which is coming up at Basement Theatre called Our Modern Earth is a Bleep Mess.
Could you tell us more about the play?
Sure. So it's not strictly a play. It's a choreographed and devised work, and it has multimedia aspects. So there's visuals that have been put together by myself, and there's a soundtrack where we've had a bunch of artists from all over the world who have given permission to use their track, and there's going to be a group of 9 dancers, movers, actors on stage performing different choreographed pieces. And then at the same time we have a really big element of set design by Talia Poor. And basically the piece is a live installation while there's dance work happening, and we're looking at different materials over the eras, so starting from quite natural organic materials, and then later on we'll be using plastic materials in the installations that we're doing. So the space is eventually going to get really filled with lots of different materials, but it'll be very visually pleasing, I think.
It's interesting how you speak about the different materials that you're going to be using with dance performances. And how do you think the dance performance and the props are going to enhance the themes?
Yeah, so the prop idea was based originally off the idea of looking at different borders of the world over time. So we began looking at 3000 BC up until today, and we've put kind of key pointers or key eras that we've based the set and props on.
Another question about that. Mm-hmm. Why would you like to start off right from the beginning?
Well, I was looking, like, from the very beginning, I was looking at how humans used to function pre-capitalism, kind of when the early stages of the agricultural revolution. And then I wanted to look at key eras when new materials were being introduced, and also parallel to that, looking at like how borders have changed, and in more recent years they've become a lot more aggressively changing, I think, because of probably partially capitalism and the idea of ownership and, I guess, colonialism in the past few hundred years as well. And then in response to the dance element, that more looking at the human's journey through the ages, and that's a bit more of a like abstract element, which I think is just a nice performative aspect. So it will be visually engaging as well as watching a space transform over time.
And from my understanding, you intend to do that by displaying how climate has changed or developed throughout the ages as well, and how the props are going to change as well, right? Because in the beginning, they're just organic materials turned to plastic materials. And how do you bridge the gap between the transformations?
Yeah, well, I guess because we're looking at different eras, part of the research we've done, including, well, me, the cast, and Talia, have been looking at how the materials have changed. So, like, 3000 BC, it was very plant-based materials. Then, like, 1500 AD, we move into more, like, printed materials and papers. And then we move again into 1900 AD, which is like aluminium, the Industrial Revolution. So materials became more manufactured and factories were more prominent. And then we move into the 1950s, and forwards from there we go every 10 years, because that's when production started getting quite massive, especially for plastics. So especially from the 80s onwards, plastic became quite a massive thing that we used in everyday life. And up until, well, even today, like, soft plastics are still being used. So we're really interested in how that transformation has taken place in such a short amount of time, and how quickly that impacted the climate.
And in terms of talking about how the impact has happened in terms of climate change, and would you rather speak a little about the nature of the play itself? Because it's, from whatever you're saying, it's not exactly a conventional way of putting up a piece of theatre or dance. It's quite experimental in itself. Would you expand on how experimental it is, and what are the elements from theatre and dance make it experimental?
Yeah, so for me as a maker in general, I like to be more experimental. I think with dance, you can take that opportunity and I guess I'm interested because the abstract still offers some kind of meaning to people. Like as an audience member, when you go to watch a show, regardless of whether there's a narrative or not, you're still going to project a meaning onto it. And the context for this show is so strong that the meanings are coming forwards as we're making, and I think audience will still get the meanings that we're trying to communicate. I also think sometimes when shows are narrative or like too predictable, they can become moralistic. And one thing I like to avoid in work is making a work that's too moralistic. So because the piece is quite political, we don't want to moralise the audience of what to do. We just want to pose questions and then leave that for discussion for people to talk about amongst themselves.
Drawing back upon that a little, could you expand on why it brings politics to the stage? I mean, it is a quite touchy topic at the moment, given the situation of the entire world. Could you just go in depth about the politics that you hold on the stage for this?
Yeah, well, for me, climate change is a political issue because we've had systems that have always been about convenience and what is the most economically sustainable, but unfortunately that missed the need for sustainability for environment. And now we're in this situation where our planet is like basically totally screwed, and if we don't do something about it soon, in fact like now, if governments don't start putting policies forward that are really almost revolutionary in a way, then it's just going to keep getting worse and worse. And I think as well, governments are focused more on economic sustainability as opposed to environmental and social sustainability. So it's about making profit as opposed to looking after the land and the people.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's for sure. What are the other elements you use to make like a proper statement about climate change in terms of like props and dance performances? What is another thing that you, on top of your mind, think of when you think about communicating the severity of climate change?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them is using video content. So we've had permissions to use video content from things like NASA, which NASA have a lot of footage of climate stuff just because that's part of their focus, and so we'll be projecting that in the space while there's dance happening and while there's live art happening. And I think that's quite informative because it shows the transformation of a planet or of an area on the planet or of an environment on the planet, and it's just a nice layer to all the different subtextual layers that we're using.
What are your last thoughts about the production in general?
Yeah, well, I mean, given the recent events, it's quite an interesting one. We are discussing with Basement what's happening. It's been a really fun production. The team, like everyone involved, is really passionate and really hardworking and have just dedicated a lot of time and commitment to this project. I think because of the nature of it.
Definitely.
We also have a slightly wider campaign where one of the producers / marketing person, Bridget Peach, is putting together a raffle, and people will be able to like buy a raffle ticket for like $2 or something, and the money that we make from that will be going towards Generation Zero, which is a organisation that are committed to fighting, or not fighting, but like trying to help shift the political stance and what can happen in terms of climate change. So for me, that's a really cool aspect of the work, that it's not just an art piece, but it's an activist piece as well.
That is beautiful.
Those
are all the questions I had. Thank you so much for chatting with me, Amber.
That's no worries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.